Welcome to Food Neighborhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. Today we are off to Helsinki. Our guide to the Finnish capital is food and wine writer Arto Koskelo. He takes us around Boulevardi, one of Helsinki's most historic streets that has transformed into one of the city's new culinary hotspots. Let's have a listen.
Welcome to the chilly Helsinki, minus 20 degrees outside in the street here in Boulevardi. Arto, can you tell me where exactly are we and why have you brought me here?
We're right in the downtown of Helsinki, and we're here basically because it's so freaking cold. We need to be somewhere near. So it's basically a street that is right next to where I live. But it's also one of the most beautiful streets in Helsinki. It's also going through a transformation. It's becoming a gastronomic destination by its own right, so it's kind of interesting.
And what type of restaurants do you have here on the street, on Boulevardi?
It's getting quite versatile. I mean, there's plenty to choose from. I mean, starting from Eastern Asian all the way to Italian or very old-school classical cafeteria style.
All right. So for our first pick, you have chosen, is it a cafe, a restaurant?
Well, this is actually a brand new restaurant called Werner. And its speciality is an open fire where they cook fish and steaks. And, you know, it's something very easygoing. And, well, let's go in.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, this is so much better. From minus 20 to plus 20.
Oh, yes.
The Finnish story.
It's not very hospitable outside, but it's very hospitable inside. Nice and cozy.
Werner is the name of the place, and you mentioned the open fire. Do you have a favorite dish that you would eat here?
I mean, you can smell the smoke when you enter the premises, and that's a quite welcoming scent, to be honest. I've really enjoyed eating this, something that is surprisingly rare in a city like Helsinki, surrounded by the sea. This whole fish, just grilled. Very, very simple. Nothing more than just a dash of olive oil and some salt. And that is superb here. It's amazing.
That's quite interesting. I mean, Helsinki is by the sea, but when the inhabitants of Helsinki go out and eat, you know, it's not necessarily mainly fish that they would eat. But this place specializes in that.
Oh, they also do proper meat. But yeah, Helsinki is almost like an overdeveloped city. So there's not many fishermen left, and that's a problem.
Could you tell me a little bit about the restaurant scene in Helsinki in general? How has it changed in recent years?
Well, it's booming. It's been booming for over 10 years. I'd say 15 years. It's really it has become very interesting, and it's wonderful to be able to witness it as a customer, as a food writer. Basically, every week somebody is opening something new. The skills of Finnish chefs have been very good for the past 10 years, but this certain amount of self-esteem has probably been missing. So now what I'm seeing is this new brave mentality, new concepts, very, very progressive thinking, and that is something that I welcome.
Right, we're back in the cold. What's our next stop?
I think we should visit Casa Italia, which is like this mini Little Italy in Helsinki.
Let's go. There's a lot of wine, pasta, salumi, cheeses. Wow, it's like being in Italy, but we're in Helsinki.
It's like this typical Italian hybrid store that basically, you know, it functions as a restaurant, as a delicacy store. You can pop by, you can have a cup of coffee, a proper espresso, or you can sit down and have a glass of wine and eat something, or then you just buy the best ingredients. Everything's Italian, of course.
They source everything from Italy.
Yeah, like small producers, highest quality and so on.
And how has this place changed the street scene here on Boulevardi?
Well, it's, you know, people have received this place very, very well. It's always packed. And it seems that the fact that the guys who are running this shop basically brought with them the Italian culture, and it's doing wonders to this Nordic mentality. In the middle of this cold and dark winter, you need to have a little bit of La Dolce Vita. So, I mean, I kind of feel like they're actually bringing more than just food here.
Right. That's actually something that we should talk about. How the climate affects the restaurant scene. Of course, during the summer when it's hot, Finns are out and about all the time and in the streets and having beers and other stronger stuff. But what about in the winter? Does the restaurant scene change in some way?
Well, the terraces are closed. The street food scene is really not working. But there's this one interesting feature about the street food scene in Helsinki, that many of these small companies are actually renting a small storefront, which is basically like a street food cart, but just within, you know, the central warming system, and, you know, you enter and open a door and you have the burger. But that's just because it's impossible to actually stand outside and enjoy the street food.
What would you buy from Casa Italia to take home?
Basically, what I buy every time I visit here is guanciale, which is the cured meat from the pork's cheek with black pepper, which is, by the way, the stuff you have to use when you're doing pasta carbonara. Forget about the bacon. It should be guanciale.
Absolutely, that's the Italian way. Va bene, grazie mille.
Grazie mille.
So what kind of street is Boulevard? Is it a working class street or a more bourgeois, upper class street?
It's definitely white collar. It's very bourgeois because of its history. But then again, it's changing rapidly. And then they opened like 4 to 5 design hotels or boutique hotels right within the vicinity. And many travelers who are visiting Helsinki are walking this street. So it opens all new kinds of opportunities for restaurants. Already you can witness the change.
And it looks really European as a street. I mean, it's wide, it has beautiful large trees, and it almost looks like you could be in Paris or like a bigger Central European city. But despite that, it hasn't traditionally been the restaurant hub of Helsinki. But now you're saying that it's changing.
Yeah, I definitely see that it's changing in a very positive way. And, you know, I think next decade will be probably the decade of Boulevard.
All right, so we're down to our last place. Where are we going now?
So the place is called Boulevard Social, obviously taking its name from the street. And it's a nice place combining different influences from Eastern and Southern Mediterranean cuisine. And also pretty nice cocktail scene.
All right, let's go in. We're inside Boulevard Social, ordering some drinks. What makes this place special? Why did you choose to bring us here?
Well, the cocktail scene is of the highest quality, and that's a good enough reason by its own right to visit. I also like the atmosphere. It's easygoing, but high standards.
So people come here for dinner, but they also come here for the drinks.
Yeah, it's one of those places you can use in any way you choose. I mean, you can pop by and have a few, snacks and a couple of cocktails, or then you can, have a proper dinner, so to say.
It's a very stylish place. It's mood lighting and candles, and it's right on the street level. You can see snowy street outside and trams passing, and it must be really beautiful also when it's snowing.
You know, these guys, they make their own ice cream. But, the gelato sign is not on during winter. I suppose ice cream is not on the menu.
What would you recommend us to? I'm going to ask the bartender. What shall we have?
Well, I definitely recommend one of the house cocktails called the Tatsikistan. It's one of the drinks that actually represents us in terms of business idea and everything else, and it's a wonderful concoction made out of some vodka, a little bit of yogurt, some freshly squeezed cucumber juice, and a little bit of sugar in there just to bring everything together. It's been with us since we opened the place, so I definitely recommend that one.
Let's go for it. What do you think?
Sounds good.
All right, so there you go, guys. Oh,
thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy. Cucumber and some freshly ground pepper on it.
Looks healthy and appetizing.
Absolutely. Kippis.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And he scores.
And he scores. Absolutely. Wow. What are we having now? This looks delicious.
Okay, so these are our chimichurri focaccia. So this white anchovy, chimichurri, grated parmesan and tomato. And then our mini burgers, braised beef, caramelized onion and harissa mayonnaise.
Can I ask you, where do you source the ingredients from? You get all the ingredients from Helsinki, from one special place?
Yes, local places.
Thanks. All right, let's taste. Wow, it's amazing. How's the mini burger?
Very good.
I have to say, cocktails and mini burgers, Helsinki maybe 10 or 15 years ago, you probably wouldn't have had that this time of the evening.
Indeed.
This city has changed so much. I mean, and it keeps changing. You can almost say that it keeps changing faster and faster. But I remember when I was a child in the 90s, the city was completely different. I mean, you can almost feel that it's kind of a Soviet-style city. And now it's, I mean, compared to places where I've lived in Rome and in the UK, it feels really, really international. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of creative buzz around. And I suppose that's also, well, kind of what you mentioned earlier, it's reflected also in the restaurant scene, that people just want to like innovate and do new things and leave their mark.
Yeah, what I really appreciate about Helsinki is that it's kind of retaining its edginess, even though it's becoming very sophisticated and very, you know, skilled. It's playing on a high level when it comes to gastronomy. It's not easy to find this quality of food in many cities, but in Helsinki it's prevalent. I mean, it's something you can these days find very easily. But at the same time, Helsinki has its own special character.
That's true. Helsinki, it's not Copenhagen, it's not Stockholm, it's edgier somehow. It's dare I say, weirder in some way.
Nordic oddity.
That was episode number 17 of Food Neighborhoods. Our guide was Arto Koskelo and he was guiding Monocle's contributor Petri Burtsov. For more food and drink stories, tune into The Menu every Friday at 1900 London time. You can also come and see a special edition of The Menu, which will be recorded in front of a live audience next month. On Friday, the 24th of February, me, Monocle's Josh Fennert and a panel of experts will be discussing London as a culinary capital, what is still missing, what should it pick up from elsewhere, and what kind of lessons will it be able to offer other major cities around the world. If you want to be in that audience, head to monocle.com for more details. I am Markus Hippi, thank you for listening and goodbye.